Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming up at 6 tonight. ESPN, Go Birds Evenings, Dahlia Shore Park. Special guest this week is Zach Berman.
ZB.
Of The Athletic. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night, it's the pistachios.
You have the nuts. Every 5:23 break, you
it's
go
the
in there.
Pistachios.
I get hungry.
Your
big bag of nuts.
Early.
Yep.
I eat lunch at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, but that's not lunch. You can't have lunch before 12.
That's when my lunch is. Because I don't eat breakfast. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville. Thursday night, December 18th, Ray Dittinger signing. The Eagles Encyclopedia will be there. Food, spirits as well. Is Cole Hamels a Hall of Famer? 50.1% say yes. 49.9%.
How about that?
Jack, you got to stop with the anti-Hamels.
Well, it's just like he's not a Hall of Famer. Like, what are we talking about
You're
here?
Not a Bobby Abreu who's a Hall of Famer guy, are
no.
you? Okay, all right, thank God.
I have high standards for the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Buzzman is here, Commissioner Buzz, with the afternoon show Fantasy Football League Update. Buzz!
What's up, guys? Back after another highly contested Week 13. We'll start with Ike versus Jack. Little show-on-show crime.
Yeah.
Jack,
big course. Matchup there.
Uh-oh.
Jack, of course, right in the thick of this playoff hunt. Ike trying to play spoiler
yeah.
for the second straight week.
Yeah.
And who let Ike get hot? 24 from Drake May, 26 from Jameson Williams on Thanksgiving, a season-high 35 from A.J. Brown.
Yeah, A.J., listen, I'm not dropping A.J. I don't care what you say, A.J.
I don't care if it ruins the whole season.
It's paying off for me now.
Yep.
Jack at 25 from Dak and had one other guy with 21. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yep. Ike wins 142-109.
Nice.
Jack drops to 7-6. Ike now has as many wins in the last 2 weeks as he did in the previous 11.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Listen.
Commissioner taking a shot.
I know.
Couldn't let me live in my glory.
No,
you know
he's
I mean?
Gonna always tear you down.
Ike's up to 4-9.
Ike is a 4-9. Yeah, listen, my team stinks. I told you all year. So
smoking
mirrors.
Here we go.
Smoking mirrors.
You are a fraud. Speaking of frauds, when Buzz brings up my game, we're gonna talk about a real fraud. Go ahead.
Oh, here we go. Spike fighting for his playoff life, taking on Dustin. Now remember, Dustin lost 2 weeks ago to Jack, lost last week to Ike. Spike looking to complete the show sweep And he does.
Yes! And he does it.
As Mickey Mouse's of a win as you will see. 88-85.
Yes.
88-85. I don't know if anyone's won with that low of a score all season. Leading scorer was Zach Ertz with 20, Josh Allen with 19. Dustin got a combined 2.3 from his starting receivers. Zero from Amon-Ra St. Brown, 2.3 from Michael Pittman. Spike gets the win.
Dustin is a fraud. It was a fraud team the entire time. He was beating his chest the first 5-6 weeks of the season. Fraud, fraud, fraud.
Yeah, certainly caving coming down the stretch.
Yep.
He can't handle the spotlight.
He can't.
No.
He can't.
We start talking about him on the air. He folds.
I said the other day, I was nervous. I was 1 point behind Dustin, and I had Tyrone Tracy going Monday night. The first half, he has 2 carries for 3 yards. I don't have the point yet. I have 0.4 points. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose
this one. Stay up
for
the second half of this game to watch you get the win.
Yep.
Now, as I laid out last week, Spike would stay alive with a win. One more Derek loss, which happened. He needed George to lose out. He lost this week.
Wow.
But he also needed Ricky to lose out, and he beat RC. 123-91. Will officially have a new afternoon show Fantasy League champion in 2025. Spike Eskin has been eliminated from playoff contention.
The least memorable champion we've had in this league.
That is that is not true.
The Raptors first, title of 2018.
Shut up. That was my first year in the league. I led the league in points and won the championship. That is a true championship. Mm. That's a real championship, Jack.
Very forgettable.
And it's not forgettable because I'm never going to let you forget it.
I was going to say, yeah, we didn't forget about
it. Not as long as I'm here.
Now, the race for that second bye spot is coming down to the end. The three of you all beat Dustin, which dropped him from 8-2 to 8-5, which now has him tied with none other than Yoshi.
Unbelievable.
They let Yoshi is going to get a bye week?
Yeah, he's going to win the league.
Now, Dustin has Yoshi.
He's definitely going to win the league.
Dustin has Yoshi beat by 134 points, which means Yoshi would need a win, and Dustin lost to jump him in this one with 1 week to go. Yoshi taking on RC this week. Don't get too nervous, though. Dustin only needs to beat George.
How's George doing?
Stop.
He's got 4 empty spots in his lineup right now.
And he needs a win to get in, right?
He would need a win and to jump about 100 points. He's not making it.
Oh, so the points become the tiebreaker.
Correct.
Once the record. Exactly. And we got a lot of teams bunched up with the same record.
Exactly right. So, barring a George Miracle.
Oh, that's how Spike's getting in?
No,
he's eliminated. He's 2 games back with 1 week to play.
Yeah.
So, barring a George Miracle, our 6 playoff teams are pretty much set. It's going to be Marcus, Dustin, Yoshi, Ricky, Jack, and RC. And the only thing really up for grabs this week is seeding.
Okay. Great job, Buzz.
Well, I got some rankings for you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Ranking number one.
Yoshi. I'm eliminated. I don't care anymore. I still want to win out.
We got 1 week left to do it. Marcus still at number one. He beat Yoshi 158-95. Yoshi stays at number two despite the loss to Marcus. Dustin loses 88-85 to Spike. He's at number three. Ricky beat RC 123-91. New to the rankings at number 4, and RC at number 5 lost 123-91. Jack gets kicked out with the loss tonight.
Dude, come on, man. Am I in the playoffs?
Yes. I just said you're in the playoffs.
I wasn't listening.
Thanks for locking in.
I'm not.
You are in the playoffs.
Nice.
I thought you said he gets kicked out.
I'm kicked out of the top power rankings.
Yeah.
He's at number 6. The top 6 make the playoffs.
But can he lose? If he loses Sunday, is he out?
He would have to lose, and George would have to lap him by 75 points.
Well, his point total is, okay.
Yeah. We're sneaking. Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I want you to win.
Thank you.
Because we're going to have one representative in the playoffs. Yes.
I feel pretty confident.
I'll give you my support after I kicked your butt this past week.
Yeah. I feel pretty confident I'm going to be in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel
Jack
good.
Jack would have to lose. George would have to win.
Bam?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you playing somebody.
No,
week 14.
Never mind. Yes.
Jack, take it on Ricky.
You want to talk about a Mickey Mouse entry into the playoffs?
Yep. This is your bubble title.
I feel pretty confident I'll be in there.
Oh, I just thought about that. Yep. Yes, for sure.
How'd Bam do this week, Buzz?
Bam this week, he was taking on. Oh, he beat George 93-80.
Good.
Didn't see that one coming.
There it is.
Neither did Bam.
But there he is, Commissioner Buzz. Great job.
Thank you.
So before we get back to the show, I have something Actually, I'm really disappointed in both of you, like personally.
Ooh, awesome.
This is a true personal issue.
Happy birthday.
No, it's okay. Not my birthday.
I was going to say, I knew it was happy birthday. I'm like, what?
No, you know, I always forget people's birthdays.
It's something Ellie and I were talking about last night, and it is really, it makes me sad. You know, our text threads are going, A Hard Knocks is on. A Hard Knocks is on.
That's true.
And there is a beautiful segment with both me and Elliot in Hard Knocks showing us clear as day talking and not a word from anybody on the show.
Wow.
So in my defense, I didn't start until 9:40. So I was behind.
Okay.
Well, then whatever. I didn't notice.
You still watched it?
Yeah, well, I did notice that Elliot's stupid Christmas take somehow made it national.
Yeah.
With like, ooh, Christmas better than Thanksgiving.
Yep. It made it national? I didn't realize that.
Well, it was on the
Oh, the Hard Knocks.
It was on the show.
I'm going to go back tonight and rewatch it and fast forward to that segment.
Yep.
Because you know what it was? It came on after the Cowboys game, right?
It did.
Still in a fetal position somewhat with the Cowboys thing. I didn't watch the whole segment on the Cowboys loss.
It was a nice little segment.
Yeah.
And this is what I'll say, and this is true, and you can report this to the morning show if you want.
Did you look good?
Well, first there was the camera. They showed a little camera in the studio.
Yeah, okay.
The camera looked terrible.
Nice.
Three chins, they're shooting them from up here. Just looked deathly. I mean, just awful. Look, just really. You know what this is? It's him knocking on death's door. That's what he looked like. And then shows me and Elliot, and I truly felt like the camera did me well.
Okay.
I thought it looked pretty good.
Nice.
I thought it looked pretty good. Now, I did
notice. Of course, it showed just the camera.
Yes.
Like, well, it would never show.
Take care of everybody else.
Yeah. It would never show the entire.
Yeah,
maybe that was in the deal he worked out with HBO.
Yeah.
Don't show the other people on the show.
Oh, that's 75 people propping him up. You know, just show the camera.
The Jalen of WIP.
I did notice just how much gray.
What did that mean? You guys finally caught it?
Hell yes.
Thank you.
I did notice how much gray is in my beard on
on camera. Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot.
High def.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good though. It's a seasoned look.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it's well. Yeah. It means you be wise in a way.
I was worried because those that's HD 4K. When I was on TV, you go on TV without makeup.
Yes, sir.
You could be, but they must have put the nice soft filter on it or whatever.
Oh, well, Mailata, you know, he mostly shows up in sweats that night. All of a sudden, he's got the varsity jacket on.
Oh yeah, he knew the cameras were
there.
Yeah,
the Laura Marion jacket on. Kobe Bryant jacket.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Kobe wasn't 6'8".
He knows who the GOAT.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Jordan's so happy to be there, is wearing nice clothes. Oh, wow, the HBO cameras are here. Oh.
Even after a loss, he was in a good mood.
Yeah, who'd have guessed? Who'd have guessed? Oh, you got funny takes on Thanksgiving food. Oh, wow.
I'm definitely going back to watch.
Who'd have thought?
It was good. Yeah. It was good.
I missed that. Yeah, I'm going back to watch that. They didn't get us on there, though. They didn't get the players around.
They're not still recording, are they? It's over.
They're still recording.
Oh, okay. No, they're still going.
How long is Hard Knocks? I've never watched
it. I've never watched the season one.
Okay. 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's usually 4 weeks.
It's right down the stretch line.
Yeah.
Stretch
we have run. Another chance on Tuesday. Maybe they come out again.
Yeah, they come back. Yeah.
Because they sort of use IP as like the sort of a narration, you know.
Yep.
We got the feel of the city. Maybe they'll use your Ben Simmons, Jalen Hurts take.
Oh, dude, that would be. Can you imagine if that went national? Yeah.
That's what they usually do.
I don't know if I can handle
they
that.
They normally get a cut from somebody on the air that says something.
This is what everyone's saying in the city right now, that he's Ben Simmons.
Well, they weren't here taping it. There's no way they're going to pull it from YouTube.
Yeah, sure. What a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Is this Furry Bruce? They keep taking Furry off the thing.
Well, because freaking Kyle, he changes it every time because he's not known as Furry Bruce on their show. And I'm like, well, Hugh is a furry. He would get it.
Yeah. Furry Bruce. What up, Furry Bruce?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. Hey, look, Jack, man. Look, please. Hey, look. You just don't lead in any more funeral possessions, man.
I didn't lead. I led the second unit once I broke the chain.
Unit. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you did it. Yeah, come on, man. I was. And look, if you were in one of our family things, that would have been an issue, man. You would have been called out.
He's a big loser, right, Bruce?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, come on. Got to do better. Do better.
Do better.
I will. I now know for next time.
There you go. Yeah, you know this thing about Sirianni, though. You know, here's my here's my issues on Sirianni. I mean, and if you just look back on the 4 years of where he's had his good years versus his bad years, you know, I have one of my favorite sayings: "In the absence of leadership leads to mission chaos." And here's the thing that Sirianni, when he's had good, coaches, OCs and DCs, he's had great seasons. And my problem with Sirianni is that when things are starting to go sideways, he doesn't offer the top level leadership to solve these problems. And this is what we're dealing with this year. Now, I don't like Petullo. I didn't think he was the right guy for the job. But I mean, Spike, you know, you said he doesn't deserve all the blame either. Now, one of my biggest issues that gets talked about on how we need to move forward, especially when it comes down to this offense, this is one egregious thing. It's two things: the penalties that lost two of these games. That's a discipline thing that comes back to practicing and addressing those things. But they have four running backs. Okay, Saquon is not doing better. Okay, but Tank, even with the line being underperforming, has been a better runner. You've got Quadzilla that could do short line. I mean, he's gotten up, but they're not even addressing that. You know, they're leaning on Saquon, says, "Oh, he's going to help. He's going to get better." And these are the kinds of things that are easily correctable, aside from the issues with Jalen that we know are not going to go away. But I don't understand, why is that so hard? And that goes back to leadership. And that's my biggest thing. And I'm going to tell you something. If we lose this game on Sunday, now we're kind of looking at the 2023 slide. And God help them if we lose and Dallas winds up winning his division. Sirianni doesn't need to see another day here. And we're just going to see what's going to happen on that.
Yeah, Bruce, if they lose the division, everything is on the table.
Ooh, Lord.
Right. Yeah, and I don't...
that would be a collapse.
Yeah, I mean, that's a Kotite level collapse.
Yeah.
To not even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That would be a really big disaster. So the Eagles' magic number is 4, I believe. So with a combination of any 4 Eagles wins and Cowboys losses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, and it's bleeding over into the I have confidence that defense is going to correct their problems, because we got a good BC. They're going to fix these things. I think the problem is that they're overtaxed because the offense is inefficient. It's bleeding over into the defense side too. But I have faith. I'm just gonna watch this next game, and I think that I'm gonna have faith and put it out there that they're going to come out with a win, and then just go take one game at a time and work on these problems, and we'll see what happens. But if it goes the other way, I just don't think Sirianni deserves another season here. We need a new start.
Bruce, why don't you give me somebody big in the 90s?
Big in the 90s. All right. In the blue corner.
All right.
The world champion, heavyweight champion, R. Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson is a great one.
Yeah.
That is a great one.
It was a great one.
And it was really just the 90s. the text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't sell for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
For those keeping score, it took Spike less than 10 months after a championship to give up on the Eagles head coach and quarterback, but 10 years to give up on the Sixers star player after winning 0 championships. Joe and Drescher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Haven't given up on
that's
the head coach.
Point.
Haven't given up on the head coach and quarterback. Just asking questions.
Just asking questions.
Yeah.
It's all we do here.
Yeah. Just asking questions. What's next?
What a truly dumb segment about East and West. If I ever really need to know, I'll just pull out my cell phone. I mean, compass. Ray Dittinger.
We didn't get any pushback on our Ray Diddy has a cell phone thing, so we may have to keep pushing that.
Exposed.
Yeah. Somebody find his number. Give me his number.
Bigger scoop.
Yeah.
The AJ Jalen scoop or Ray Diddy has a cell phone.
Oh, Ray Diddy has a cell phone.
The big That's development. A big
one, yeah. Can you imagine Jack calls him in the middle of the show? Ray Diddy, can you come
he
on?
Answers. Yeah.
What's next?
I was hanging on every word of that Hamels Hall of Fame segment. Absolutely riveting stuff. Jake Rosenberg.
No. A lot of numbers? Is that what that is?
No, nah, you know, the Jake Rosenberg interview was the dud. You know?
Oh, was the Hamels one a dud?
No, it wasn't. It was fine.
Okay.
I just thought the text was funny.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Wow. Yeah, somebody's like, what?
It wasn't Rosenberg.
That almost didn't land.
Yeah. I know. It wasn't Rosenberg.
I don't think it was Rosenberg, Jack.
No, yeah, it wasn't.
What's next?
That Sugar Blue eHarmony sucker stuff! Rios listening to Spike list all his piercing locations.
Yeah.
Sugar Blue eHarmony.
Yep. Yeah, he would not approve. He would not approve. I don't have nothing below the neck, though, thankfully. What's next?
Oh, so Jimmy Rollins has better stats, but he's trending downward, and Chase Utley is trending upward? Interesting. Chuck in Mount Airy.
I knew it. I knew that was Chuck.
Dude, yeah. Where is Chuck?
I know. I don't know.
Is he mad at us?
I don't think we've pissed him off recently.
Well, I don't think he's called. Did he call Monday? I don't think he called Monday.
No, I don't think he called Monday.
And you admitted the Embiid thing's over.
That didn't bring him back.
I know.
Yeah.
Huh. Hope he's not with George. What's next?
Say, hey, what's wrong with your tragus? Willie Mays when he saw Spike's weird ear piercing.
14. Next line.
I said, this show can be educational. Yeah. I didn't know what the hell the name
what
of that
the
was.
Yeah. I didn't know until I got a pierce.
Like, I didn't know what that was. Tragus.
So coming up next is ESPM with Elliot Shore Parks, which is Go Birds Evening. Special guest tonight is Zach Berman. I have not seen Berman around.
Well,
As of 5:32, he wasn't here.
Are we going? Is he calling in or is he coming? Pause.
Yeah.
And the other thing, will he give any pushback?
To Elliot?
Yeah.
He better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is he giving us any pushback?
Or is this
an informative show?
Just start off with Elliot says they're the best team in the NFC. And if Berman doesn't push back, I'm out. I'm out.
I'm serious, man.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Come on, Berman. Step up.
Yeah, step up, buddy. It's what we're listening for. Yeah. Don't do radio the way you think it should be done.
Oh, yeah.
Do it the way it's done.
Get your smart guy stuff out of here. Yes. We don't even know which direction the East is.
Exactly. Nuts and bolts.
Yep.
He's a fellow Syracuse guy, too.
He is.
So that's Syracuse and Syracuse crime.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm just trying to keep him honest, keep him accountable.
Yeah.
So that is next, Go Birds Evenings, ESPM. We will talk to you tomorrow. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. Joy is what we're all here for, right? You want to be happy with your family, happy with your friends. And when you think about the summer, where does it happen? Happens down the shore, happens at the beach. And normally, you are paying, if you don't have your own beach house, normally you're paying somebody else thousands of dollars. That's how much it costs for a week just to stay there. Imagine you had your own place. Well, Adam Kasabi is the official realtor of me, the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast, and he's the guy that can do it. Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. He's based out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach, and he is the guy that can get you into your beach house in Delaware. Delaware, you haven't thought about it? I know a lot of people are. I know people are trending that way. Delaware's awesome. Depending on which shore point you go to, Rehoboth or Lewis or Dewey, whatever it is. And when you think about buying a home, the property taxes in Delaware, very, very, very low. Some of the lowest in the country. Jersey, some of the highest in the country. The important thing here is that Kasebe is the guy that can help you do it. You think the market's too tough. You think you can't afford it. All those sorts of things. Kasebe can help you figure it out. Then you rent it to other people. They pay your mortgage. You got a place to go to with your family and friends. When you're ready to take the leap, you got to use Kasebe. Call him or text him. This is his cell phone. He has it with him right now. 302-864-8643. That is 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.